Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You know, Planned Parenthood has finally admitted that Margaret Sanger was a bigot, a eugenicist, a racist. The question is, will Twitter, Facebook, Google ever admit it? They have decided that they will remove her name from their Manhattan clinic, ending decades of denial about her racist views, writes the New York Post. They point out that 4 years ago, Planned Parenthood did admit that it was wrong of her to speak at the Ku Klux Klan in 1926, and that she supported the sterilization of the disabled, and also of, quote, placing so-called illiterates, paupers, unemployables, criminals, prostitutes, and dope fiends on farms and in open spaces as long as necessary for the strengthening and development of moral conduct. Oh, there we go. So she was part of this movement that happened in the early part of the 20th century, about 100 years ago. You had the eugenicists, you had the technocracy, you had people like Elon Musk's grandfather, Haldeman, who actually was kicked out of Canada because he tried to overthrow the democratic government there in Canada with a technocracy. This was all the rage. And we had books and movies written by people like H.G. Wells, Aldous Huxley, all these same people who were pushing transhumanism, the technocracy, and so forth. They were pushing the idea of the book and the movie, Things to Come, Shape of Things to Come. You've probably seen the movie if you haven't read the book. But in that movie, you had the technocratic elite, the airmen, who were going to impose peace for everybody. They were just going to take everybody's freedom in the process. We'll all be safe, right? And so it was born out of that. All of this is tied together. All of this was very well consolidated and planned out 100 years ago. And so as we look at Margaret Sanger, part of that movement, because the technocratic elite are also eugenicists, she said, the most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the over-fertility of the mentally and physically defective. But she also focused specifically on black people. And she was very clear about that. We've talked about how Planned Parenthood supports black genocide. Many Christian leaders, black and otherwise, have talked about, well, if you really want to support Black Lives Matter, you'll get serious and start talking about Planned Parenthood. Of course, they haven't. Buck versus Bail, a 1927 Supreme Court decision. Actually, I said Bail. Freudian slip. Yeah, Bail was where they sacrificed their kids. It was Buck versus Bell, B-E-L-L, but it might as well be Bail. Supreme Court said in 1927 that it was constitutional to have forced sterilization of the quote-unquote unfit. And that allowed the involuntary hysterectomy of thousands of black women in the Jim Crow South. Planned Parenthood put clinics in predominantly black areas. And I reported on the show in the morning, the David Knight show before this show, I had the statistics comparing how many times more likely it is to be killed by Planned Parenthood than by the police, especially when you compare white versus black. It is highly focused on that. But, of course, they don't pay any attention to that. When we look at the censorship that has been going on, and for years we would get attacked for saying it was about eugenics, for pointing out it was the quotes from Margaret Sanger, and now they're admitting it and taking her name off. And now this. We have in Arizona, we have CPS workers there, some of them are fired because they were wearing bright pink shirts that said professional kidnapper on the front. And on the back it said, do you know where your children are? In your face. That's another thing that is ignored by the social eugenicists that run social media. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
Oh, yeah, we're playing the AOC theme song here. Don't know much about history. We don't know what's going on here. Don't know much about science. None of that stuff, yeah. Green New Deal. But they do know how to get what they want. It's absolutely amazing what they've been able to achieve. You know, when you look at the Green New Deal and the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, that, you know, we have to sacrifice our independence, mobility, our freedom, our way of life, everything has to be sacrificed. We need to be in very, very small apartments where we have our travel limited. We need to be confined in those, confined in the big cities. Don't worry, they'll give you universal basic income, but you won't have a job. You won't have meat either. All these different things that were put together over a period of decades, and the MacGuffin for all of this was climate change, unicorn farts, if you will. But it was a MacGuffin. You remember the tactic that Hitchcock used? You know, there was this thing. It didn't matter really what it was. The Maltese Falcon or whatever. Who knows what the Maltese Falcon was? But everybody was after it, right? And we don't really have to define what climate change is. We just know that it's a bad thing, and somehow we've got to shut it down. But while they have that MacGuffin of climate change, they're able to set up all the policies and the rules and all the different dictates and mandates that are going to be used to save us from the MacGuffin of climate change. And then they remove that MacGuffin and they put in a new MacGuffin, the COVID virus. And now when we look at masks, the same thing is happening. Because right now, all of the regulations for mandatory vaccines, which, you know, this has been accumulating for a while, we've had a lot of hand-wringing and alarmism about measles, and everybody would look at it and say, measles, what are you talking about? You know, climate change, what are you talking about? And yet you had a lot of Democrat jurisdictions where they put in mandatory vaccines. Yeah, you're not going to go to school if you don't get your vaccines. And you had President Trump say, they're going to have to get the shot a year ago, going to have to get that measles shot. And so as they were pushing this along and they were nudging everybody to get flu shots, they couldn't quite pull it off. But they were putting this stuff together. And now, with the masks, that is the MacGuffin around which they can coalesce all the different rules and regulations. And the psychology of it as well. Because we were always told with the MMR vaccine, you're not protected if you get vaccinated. You're only protected if everybody else gets vaccinated. The herd mentality. They call it herd immunity, but it's a herd mentality. Your vaccination doesn't protect you, so everybody must get vaccinated. And now the same thing is being said about masks. COVID is the MacGuffin, and the mask, actually, that masks are the MacGuffin for the mandatory vaccines. That's what's coming. This is a preparation. They are psychologically preparing you for mandatory vaccines, and they're also testing your reaction to various rules and regulations and even laws and police forces out there. You've had some of the maskers, who are really the same people who are going to be pushing mandatory vaccines, saying, when it comes to vaccines, we don't want to make this mandatory. Because if we make it a law, it's going to invite a challenge, a due process challenge. People will challenge this in court. They might win. And we don't want to say that it's a law. Instead, we want to take a more subtle approach. We'll put out rules from the bureaucracy. And, of course, this is something that they have perfected over decades. First, it was the IRS. You know, they would make the rules. Congress creates the IRS and say, you determine what the rules are. And then we will let you have courts and things like that to decide who has violated it. And people are not going to get due process and no presumption of innocence. And we can say that that doesn't happen because this is a rule. It's not a law. This is a rule coming from the IRS. And so you have no presumption of innocence, no protection from excessive fines, no due process. Then they started doing that with the war on drugs. And they came up with a brilliant thing called civil asset forfeiture. Oh, it's civil. It's not criminal. Because these are rules, not laws. And we can charge your property, but not you. I'm not even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty. But I'll take your house, your home. I'll take your business. I'll take your cash. Anything I wish, I'll charge that inanimate object with committing a crime, but not you. And it'll be civil, not criminal. So if you want to get it back, you're going to have to sue me in court. How about that? I'll take your business, and then you've got to find the money to sue me in court to get it back. So the people who are pushing the mandatory vaccine says, let's use that approach. And then we'll also use the approach of the fascist corporations. They'll have the corporations say, you're not going to come into my store to buy groceries. You're not going to go to a restaurant. You're not going to work for me. You're not going to travel in my, since you don't have cars and I own all the cars and I rent it to you by the ride. You're not going to be able to travel either, get into my car, unless you've got the immunity passport. You get your mask, and then eventually get your vaccine, and you'll be able to go to school, you'll be able to work, you'll be able to travel. But if you don't have it, you're not going to be able to do it. And we'll have the corporations do that, and they won't be able to do anything because they don't have any due process ability. And what are they going to do? They're going to sue these corporations? The biggest accumulation of wealth we've ever seen in human history, they're going to sue these people in court. These people can bankrupt them without ever even going to trial. Just continuous after continuous, armies of lawyers. This is the strategy behind all this. And before we got to the masks for all, and I'm going to tell you who's behind that. There's a movement. It's not just a hashtag. There's a movement there. I'll tell you who's behind masks for all. But before there were masks, there were gag orders. Gag orders on social media. Gag orders on your free speech and on the free press. Free speech is you talking about things. You talking about things in the digital public square, as Jack Dorsey said. We're the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party. Our business model is the public square, but you can't speak here. And we've already had Supreme Court decisions about that, but don't pay attention to those because these people do whatever they wish. So as we look at this, it's really had an effect. Pew Research says nearly 75% of Americans say social media companies wield too much power and influence over politics. Only 22% of Americans believe the Silicon Valley technocracy has just the right amount of political power. Nearly 90% of Republicans, conservatives, think that the technocrats have too much power over speech. Liberal Democrats even thought that it was 68% of the moderates and 60% of more radical Democrats thought that the technocrats had too much control. But when you look at the effect that it's had in terms of self-censorship, there's another poll from Cato Institute, a national survey of 2,000 Americans. They said 62% of people across the political spectrum, 62% said the political climate prevents them from sharing their political views. Now, how does this range? It ranges from about 50% of Democrats think are intimidated about talking about politics. 60% of independents and 80% of Republicans. Because that's the way this is skewed. I think one of the saddest things to come out of this poll is the fact that 50% of strong liberals support firing somebody if they find out they are a Trump donor. And even sadder and even more surprising to me is that 36% of strong conservatives support firing somebody if they find out they're a Biden donor. Do we have anybody that really supports the principle of free speech? The idea that I may vehemently disagree with you, but I will defend to the death your right to say it? That is really the essence of it. I mean, the Constitution and First Amendment is just a piece of paper. If you really want to punish people, and now this is being adopted by conservatives because they are being pulled into this cancel culture, except on the other side. I think that is perhaps the saddest aspect of this. All right, we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, as we descend into totalitarianism, how does that differ from authoritarianism? Well, authoritarianism is where they tell you what to do without any justification, without any control. And they act as absolute dictators. You know, a dictator is somebody who dictates. The law is in their mouth. It's not on a piece of paper. You know, that's one of the key things here in America. We have a constitution. And these people, at every whether they are unelected bureaucrats, they swear an oath to the constitution, especially our politicians. And then they go ahead and break that oath regularly. But they swear an oath to the constitution. Why? Because the constitution is the king. They are merely temporary stewards. They are not the authority, and that's the issue. We're going to be talking to Al Waddell later in the program. I've talked to him about this before. It's one thing we all need to talk about. A lot of Christians who should be pushing back on this are saying, well, we've got to obey the government, whatever they say. No, you've got to obey the authorities, right? The authorities. And the authority is the Constitution. And if these people are acting evil, there are evil authorities out there as well, and you are not called to obey them. You are called to oppose them. But when we look at Cuomo, first name that comes to mind when I think about evil dictators. What is a meal? Asked the Gateway Pundit. See, this is where we are now at this point in time. We now have these tyrants in California, New York, defining what is and is not a meal for you. New rules for bars and restaurants in California and New York are unbelievable. California says chicken wings, cheese sticks, fried calamari, and french fries are not considered to be meals, as it cracks down on outdoor restaurants that are offering drinks without food. And so here's what some of the guidelines say for California. It's often easier to describe what does not constitute a bona fide meal. this is kind of like the Supreme Court judge who says, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it. These people are saying, well, I can't define what a meal is, but I know it when I see it, or I don't see it. In other words, it's completely arbitrary, and I'm going to act as a dictator. That's what the Supreme Court was doing. That's what these people are doing. And so they say, well, in that regard, the statute excludes mere offerings of sandwiches and salads. Oh, really? Just like that. A sandwich and a salad is not a meal, says California. Why? Oh, because of COVID now. They have the authority to define every activity that you eat, even defining what is and is not a meal. The department does not recognize many sandwiches and salads are substantial. Therefore, they do not constitute legitimate meals. It's illegitimate because they say so. Your business is not essential because they say so. This food is not essential because they say so. So they say things that do not meet the meal requirement, snacks such as pretzels, nuts, popcorn, pickles, and chips. Food ordinarily served as appetizers or first courses such as cheese sticks, fried calamari, that type of thing. Pizza bites, as opposed to pizza itself. It's the size of the pizza. It's all on how you slice the pie, right? Side dishes such as bread, rolls, french fries, onion rings, small salads, rice, mashed potatoes, reheated, refrigerated, or frozen entrees, desserts. Do you see how absurd this is, how arbitrary this is, how totalitarian this is? Again, arbitrary authoritarianism in every aspect of your life. Well, a dessert, or if it is something that was refrigerated, or if it's frozen, that's not a meal if you eat it. It's not a meal, says California. And so, you know, when you can't, french fries and things like that, that's not a meal. You can get in line and sit for a half hour at McDonald's or Burger King or some other national chain fast food restaurant, but they don't want you going to local restaurants because all local businesses have to be put out. This is why they're focusing on this, folks. And the people that they focus on the most, because the most successful local businesses are restaurants now, because they pretty much have monopolized the retail chains. And now the retail chains, because the National Retail Federation last week was pushing these rules that Walmart and Kroger and all these national chains are pushing, that you're not going to come in their stores unless you've got a mask of submission. And so now they're saying you're not going to eat french fries and things like that at a local restaurant. You can get in your car and sit there. It wasn't long ago that these people in these same jurisdictions, California especially, were freaking out and not allowing for there to be drive-through permits for new fast food locations because they said, you're just wasting too much gas and creating too much pollution for people sitting there. And I don't even go anymore because the lines are so long to go through the drive-through areas. I don't like doing that. I always would park my car and go in because I don't like to just sit there in the car. Idling, it bothers me. And not because I'm concerned about unicorn farts. I just don't like sitting in an idling car forever. It's like a traffic jam. It's like we'll begin your meal with a traffic jam. It's like my stomach is already upset now at this point. But you're allowed to go there because those are national chains. And the point of all of this, they can quibble over what a meal is and what a meal isn't. But the point is to get rid of local businesses. Get rid of mom and pop. Get rid of Main Street. Because it's only going to be the Wall Street national chains that are going to be allowed. And then we have Cuomo. They had Cuomo chips, and he jumped in on that as well. He said, you're not going to get a meal, not going to be able to get a drink sitting down outside unless you get a meal. And they said, all right, Cuomo chips, 50 cents, a dollar, whatever. So he came out and said, no, that doesn't qualify. You have to have a, quote, substantial amount of food. So he didn't come up with a long list of what it isn't like California did. It's just as substantial. So he leaves it open because, you know, that's up to the arbitrary enforcers who are going to come around. And remember, excessive police force begins with excessive rules from government. And that's what they're inviting here. And the restaurants, one restaurant owner, the executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, said the ever-changing rules and the lack of clarity is creating enormous challenges and concerns for small business owners who are in a crisis. That's the whole point. Rand Paul had something to say about Cuomo. He took him on national television with Brett Baer on Fox News. Let's play video clip number 5. Here's Rand Paul.
And for a while, the rural states did very well just because we're already socially distanced. And I still think the rural states will do pretty well throughout all of this. But the bigger cities in the South now are suffering the way New York City did. But the good thing is that I think the governors in Texas and Florida and the doctors are much wiser than they were and hopefully won't do as terrible a job as Governor Cuomo did with his
Well, last thing quickly on that, it's fairly rare for a senator from Kentucky to call for the impeachment of a governor in New York.
Yep, it is rare, only when they deserve it, and actually Cuomo does deserve it. I think his sanctimonious presentations of all the things he's going to do through Big Brother to make us safe again, when what he did was the one public policy decision he had, the ability to try to make it better, he made it hugely worse by sending people with coronavirus back to nursing homes. Almost half the people died in New Jersey and New York died because of that public policy decision homes.
Exactly.
So we have...
Stay with us.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Vince Agnelli. He's in Virginia, and I've talked to him before about efforts to try to rebuild structures from the ground up. And Vince has been looking at what is happening in Virginia up close. And it's not only the games that are being played by Ralph Northam and the Democrat Party, the moves that they're making to try to do gun confiscation, but it's also some curious things that are not being done by the GOP. And so I wanted to get Vince on to talk about this. His website, by the way, if you want to see what they're trying to do in terms of pulling this up from the grassroots, it's called newvirginiaplan.com, newvirginiaplan.com. And you may find something that you can use in your state as well. If you're in Virginia, you can educate yourself there about what really needs to be done. Because, as I've said for quite some time, things have become completely corrupt in Washington. We've got to get past this mindset that we're going to be able to fix things from Washington. Washington is the problem. Ronald Reagan said that a long time ago, and that is absolutely true. Now, the swamp and the bureaucratic institutions that are there, as we've seen through the Trump administration, they are so entrenched, so powerful, you're not going to be able to get one person or even a few people that are going to be able to go in there and change that. It has to be cut off and rebuilt from the bottom up, not saved from the top down. So joining us now is Vince Agnelli. Thank you for joining us, Vince.
Thank you for having me on, David.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Virginia, because it just came out in the news today that Northam is, of course, giving illegals the ability to get driver's licenses there in Virginia. I guess that's a prelude for voting, right?
Well, that's a prelude for a lot of things. Number one, it certainly takes a lot of the money that people pay in taxes for their roads or for snow getting plowed. You know, all that good stuff goes to something else that they don't pay for and they didn't vote for.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And do you have like motor voter laws that we see in so many different places if you've got a driver's license?
They've had that for a number of years. And of course, they gave the right to vote back to felons a few years back.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we see that these are the types of tricks that we're all familiar with at this point.
Yeah.
You know, in North Carolina, where I lived for a long period of time, we had the earliest and longest voting period. You didn't even have to show a driver's license. You could just go in with a name and address, and they had a printout there. And in the 2012 election, a friend of my brother-in-law's went in to vote, and they said, sorry, you've already voted. And so is this other person at this address. And so, well, that's my mother. She's been dead for several years. but, you know, you don't have any – and he didn't report that. He didn't want to come on the show and talk about that. And so, you know, the left tells us and the Democrat press tells us that never happens, but it does.
And the registrars in Virginia are not even really, they're loosely affiliated and tied, and they can do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That includes not investigate fraud when it comes before them. We've seen that happen.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in terms of the GOP not running. You pointed this out to me before. It's one of the reasons I had you on to talk about this.
Right.
Everybody talked about the big blue wave in Virginia, yet you pointed out that the GOP didn't even field candidates in enough jurisdictions, enough to have a majority. Yeah. Even if all of them won, they would still been a minority party. What is happening this time?
Well, we have that document. That's up on the website. You'll see it, Report on Election Irregularities. People can read that. And what I decided to do was take a look at the races for Virginia's congressional seats as they're coming up, of course. This is being a big year. And for the first time in decades, the Virginia Republican Party has decided to run candidates in all of the districts.
Mm.
And if you go ahead and look at the polling, they poll that there are three races in Virginia that are close. And two of them have always been questionable, or I would say stolen. And another one's probably going to slip away back to the Democrats. I honestly, if you take a look at the new laws in Virginia for voting, you know, I believe that the 3 days beyond the end of the election allows them to still put in absentee ballots. There are so many of these crazy laws now that there will never be a so-called Republican to run the state.
Yeah, and your suspicion was, and I think it's likely true, that they're really, you know, they're kind of the controlled opposition, the GOP, at this point. They were kind of halfway pushing toward this, and we've talked about that a couple of times. I've mentioned it a couple of times on air. You've been on air talking about that. So now they're going to put candidates up in every one of these jurisdictions, but it still really isn't going to happen, is it?
That's right. When they lose, they'll turn around and say, well, you see, it doesn't matter if we put somebody in the race or not. We know where we can win, and Virginia is all blue.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not the case.
So what do we do at this point? I mean, we've got the federal government is really gone. Many state governments are as well. What do we do to rebuild this? What's the new Virginia plan?
Well, as you point out, people keep pointing to the president must do this, the president must do that. Mm-hmm. It's not his job to start with.
That's right. That's
and
right.
The parties are the ones who decide who they're going to put in into these seats, and they want to let the regular people run for office. You know that you've tried that yourself. You know how difficult that is.
That's right.
And the only way you can control this is to get hold of your government. If you have to do it locally, then you have to do it locally. But for us in Virginia, looking at the Second Amendment sanctuary map that was put out through everyone's hard work by, I believe, the end of January, everyone saw 95% of Virginia wants their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now we have the VCDL is out there pushing a resolution to these same places saying, please don't make crazy laws, these ex post facto laws that say your guns are illegal. And that whole that's something else that everyone needs to watch, because that's going to happen as well. God bless the VCDL for their hard work.
And that's one of the things that I'm concerned about. You know, we talk about, we've got a problem here. And whatever the problem is, maybe it's your own personal drug addiction. Well, we need to have the federal government solve this for me. And now we're looking at this situation that's been manufactured by Democrats in many of these progressive cities, where they are. Portland is the best example, I think. We have both the mayor as well as the governor, Portland and Seattle, all of them are saying, no, we want this to happen. Get rid of the police. We want, Antifa on the streets burning and rioting. And we don't want any law or order here. And people are looking at this and saying, well, we need to fix this, and we need to fix it with the federal government, and we need to have the president send troops in. That's a very dangerous precedent, because at some point in time, and it may not be too far off, we're going to wind up with a radical left Democrat as president. And what are they going to do about guns, Vince?
Yes, it paves everything you've said paves the way for the next person in office.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they're going to exercise that power, flex that muscle. And
that's right.
when the Bundys of the world get out there and say, this is our land, they're going to say, well, you know what? The last president said no, and we're just going to come in and take it.
That's right. So this all begins with us developing an attitude of self-responsibility.
That's right.
and taking charge for things, to push towards our own individual liberty as a community, not, to act collectively for individual liberty, and to do it at the local level. We have to understand globalism. We have to understand what the globalist agenda is, but we have to act locally. The left got that right. They said, think globally and act locally. Well, we have to understand and not think that we're going to get these problems, we're going to change the world, but we have to just say we're going to cut off this globalism, and we're going to take this back locally. What are you doing with the new Virginia plan?
What we are doing is, it's word of mouth. If you go to the website, you'll see that there's no email contact there, because we don't want keyboard warriors.
Mm-hmm.
People have to go face to face.
That's good.
We've decided to give or share our documentation, our beliefs, with everyone on the website. Print them out. Take them with you. Go talk to your neighbors. Go talk to people you know around your county or your town.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get together and repeat the only really proven way of doing this through what the founders did, there's your work. It's all cut out for you.
That's excellent. I especially like the fact that you said, point out, you don't want keyboard warriors. Here's what we're going to do, you said, but look, you're going to meet with each other face to face and get this done. And that's the key thing. They have everything that they've done is designed to keep us from meeting together as human beings. That's what they want to shut down. Thank you so much, Vince Agnelli. And again, NewVirginiaPlan.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Antifa and other leftist groups are all over Twitter, all over Facebook, putting out tweets with hundreds of thousands and even millions of views, showing clips of myself in the rotoscoped film, A Scanner Darkly, with Keanu Reeves, Woody Harrelson, a bunch of other people. And I actually consulted on that film. I actually recommended that scene, something that's not actually in the book by Philip K. Dick, where the black man pulls up and grabs me and throws me in it and takes me away. Now, I basically, as a consultant on the film, came up with that because at the time, in the early 2000s, we found federal documents where Bush, and this had also been going on under Clinton, was preparing basically snatch and grab teams of federal officers around the country to go and grab protesters off the streets and disappear them. And so the tweets are out there going, look, Jones warned about all this exactly, and now it's happening. He's a horrible person. No, that's not what's happening. The federal and state governments, if they're for, of, and by the people, and they're run according to the Constitution, they're transparent, are a good thing. And so I'm not an enemy of the federal government or the state government or the police. I was an enemy of them being taught UN brainwashing, being taught plans to put people in re-education camps, being taught plans to take on constitutional, quote, terrorists and run gun confiscation operations. When I learned about these programs going on,
I expose them on air and also in film in places like A Scanner Darkly.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved. Uh-oh, it's our tax dollars at work. Protect us from ourselves. Hey, guys, I used to be one of you. Stop selling out your own species.
So now the establishment globalist media, bought and paid for by the communist Chinese and others, that openly say the country shouldn't even exist, are showing videos of black vans with federal police in camo uniforms and gas masks, very dystopic, grabbing people off the street and putting them into vans. They're then taken, they're questioned, they're either released or they are put in jail and indicted. Now, yes, this is a dystopic image, but understand something. The globalists have created the riots and created the destabilization in their dialectic so they can now respond with federal force. And then once the globalists take full control of the country, they'll have the police state in place that they helped bring in by the terrorism they generated. And that's the most important part of this breakdown. The media is not showing you the communist Antifa funded by Soros and Alexander Soros publicly with hatchets and clubs breaking into the federal courthouse. They're not showing you footage of them setting fire to the courthouse or to the local police station. They're not showing you footage of them attacking the federal officers en masse and trying to kill them or shooting lasers into their eyes. They're saying peaceful demonstrators are out here and the police are attacking them for no reason and the feds shouldn't be here. It's not their jurisdiction. It is their jurisdiction when they continue to attack the federal building. Just like Tim Pool, who was part of Occupy Wall Street, famous reporter from that, he's a liberal, said, stop attacking the federal courthouse. The feds have a right to exist. Them existing is not illegal. And if you stop attacking the courthouse, this will all end. Because that's the truth. So again, yes, I predicted black vans grabbing people. That's how this works. And yes, it's now happening, but they're being released or they're being charged. It's the disappear part that is the authoritarianism. And let me tell you who's disappearing. It's people that drive up to Antifa and BLM checkpoints in Provo, Utah, and places in Colorado and New York and Texas who get shot in the head because they're white. And they go into comas and they die. It's people dying from the knockout game. Whites are now 12 times more likely to be attacked by blacks because of this whole atmosphere saying, kill a whitey for mommy instead of kill a commie for mommy. This is what the corporate media and the establishment have created. You have lawless anarchists funded by the globalists running around physically attacking people, beating up people that have children with them, stealing people's cars, dragging people out of their vehicles, hitting people in the head with hammers. It's been going on for years, and the corporate media defends it and says that it's a good group and that we should support them. And now they're out in the streets with guns saying they're getting ready to start killing people. When we march with guns, it's for self-defense to point out we have that right. We don't say we're going to start a violent revolution and offensively start killing people. The individuals that start the war are the bad guys. And so they're running an agitprop operation, trying to manipulate Trump into having an over-response so the media can then say all these people are victims being oppressed by a police state. When they are the ones that have created this lawless atmosphere. But then if Trump doesn't respond, it only emboldens these groups more to take even more action. And that's how this dialectic and psychological operation works. This is all building in a massive, massive way towards the overthrow of the federal and state governments and a UN government coming in that will oversee the United States and actually break it into subdivisions that are controlled along ethnic lines. This is the real plan. Now, here I am several years ago in the podcast studio predicting and breaking all of this down yet again, and you see it coming true. We can stop it if we're aware of it. They have now been for over a year and a half trying to foment insurrection and civil war in this country, and they've been trying to push the narrative that President Trump is somehow a Russian agent.
they have intensified their calls for him to be killed or for him to be removed under the 25th Amendment or under a military coup on MSNBC, CNN, and every other major channel. I am afraid for my nation. I'm afraid for my family. I personally am not afraid myself. I am afraid for the society that doesn't deserve President Trump. Trump has put himself in the center of unprecedented attacks in history, unprecedented lies, unprecedented deception, and they are now launching the ignition phase. You can smell it. You can see it. They're admitting it to remove President Trump by this fall. They are now back on television, not just at policy forums, but on mainline TV saying, overthrow him, U.S. military. They have all of their Democrat operatives, Alexandria, Cortez, and others, we'll play this in a moment, saying, occupy federal buildings, occupy ICE, occupy the border, blow off the doors of the castle.
We have to occupy all of it. We need to occupy every airport. We need to occupy every border. We need to occupy every ICE office.
We are here trying to save the country. We have to repudiate Antifa and BLM as globalist organs of revolution to work for the Democratic Party and the Chi-Coms. We must support the president and federal law enforcement when they're carrying out constitutional duties. When the feds attacked Waco and murdered those people, that was wrong. They offensively attacked them for PR. It blew up in their face. That's evil. Those were Nazis, in my view. Those were evil people that did that. Misguided fools, some of them, but most of them really bad, out of control. They wanted to start targeting American citizens with paramilitary force. That's not what this is. This is paramilitary forces attacking federal buildings to take them over to control our lives and make themselves our rulers and our controllers.
We're back here, and we've got a Christmas in July special that's going to be ending in just a few days. At the end of the month, we've extended it through July. We now have free shipping, double Patriot points, so you can get extra discounts in the future for orders. 50 to 60% off. We have things like Bod Ease, natural fighter of inflammation in your joints and other places. Turmeric and many other natural ingredients work together very effectively. That's selling out now. It's been 50% off, like many of these products. Living Defense Plus, 50% off. Vasobeat, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. All of those are selling out very quickly. Free shipping, double Patriot points. We also have my favorite supplement, Brain Force Plus, as well as Winter Sun Plus. I'm surprised that that is not sold out already. Frankly, if you are concerned about your health, not only do you want to make sure that you've got something like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is going to get you baseline nutrition, but you also want to make sure that your immune system is in peak condition as well. And we were warned about this going back into March. We had the former head of the FDA, as well as the, former head of the CDC, Friedan, as well as a scientist at the NIH, also joining in with everybody, the natural health movement, saying you've got to have vitamin D in order to have a strong immune system. Vitamin D is not going to kill COVID-19 or anything else, but without a strong immune system, you are putting yourself at risk, and especially when you are kept inside. That's one of the key issues about this. All right, we got to take a break. Take a look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.